Part 1. Now look at the instructions for Part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. One. How many children went to the zoo? Did you like the school trip, Lisa? Did everyone in the class go?
No, 10 stayed at school, so there were 15 of us. It was great.
What did you all see?
We saw lions and tigers and a group of 12 penguins.
Now listen again. Did you like the school trip, Lisa? Did everyone in the class go?
No, 10 stayed at school, so there were 15 of us. It was great.
What did you all see?
We saw lions and tigers and a group of 12 penguins.
Two. Where is Martin's pen?
Oh no, I've lost my pen. It was just here a minute ago.
Perhaps it's under the table.
No, I'm sure I left it on the table.
What's that under your book?
Oh, yes, there it is. Thanks.
Now listen again.
Oh no, I've lost my pen. It was just here a minute ago.
Perhaps it's under the table.
No, I'm sure I left it on the table.
What's that under your book?
Oh, yes, there it is. Thanks.
Three. How much is the video game?
Dad, will you buy me this video game?
How much is it? I don't want to spend more than £30.
Well, it's usually £39, but there's a special offer. It's £29 today.
Oh, yes. It's £10 cheaper than usual. Lucky you. Now listen again.
Dad, will you buy me this video game?
How much is it? I don't want to spend more than £30.
Well, it's usually £39, but there's a special offer. It's £29 today.
Oh, yes. It's £10 cheaper than usual. Lucky you. Four. What will the girl make?
Can we do some cooking together?
Yes, okay. Do you want to help with the chicken soup?
No, I want to do something sweet. Can I make some biscuits?
Yes, okay. But we can have them for dinner. I made a cake for lunch.
Now listen again.
Can we do some cooking together?
Yes, okay. Do you want to help with the chicken soup?
No, I want to do something sweet. Can I make some biscuits?
Yes, okay. But we can have them for dinner. I made a cake for lunch.
Five. What's the weather like?
Dave, it stopped snowing. Let's go out to the shops.
I'm watching a film now. Anyway, it's still cold and very cloudy.
Oh, okay. Shall we go tomorrow then?
Yes, all right. Now listen again.
Dave, it stopped snowing. Let's go out to the shops.
I'm watching a film now. Anyway, it's still cold and very cloudy.
Oh, okay. Shall we go tomorrow then?
Yes, all right. That is the end of Part 1. Part 2. Now look at Part 2. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling his students about piano lessons for teenagers. Morning, everyone. As you know, you all have the possibility to join Mr. Shelley's piano lessons starting from next week. That's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. You can join the lessons if you have a piano at home. But keyboards are okay too. Lessons are on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But on Wednesday, you already have the French course with Mrs. Dufour. So your day will definitely be Tuesday. Now, the price. A single lesson for two students is £25 an hour, or £15 for half an hour. I suggest you start with the one-hour lesson. Then once you know the basics, you can do half an hour. You must go to Mr. Shelley's house, which is very close to Queen's Square. The exact address is 105 Main Street. Remember to call him first. His number is 0753 715 380. Did you get it right? I'll say it again. 0753 715 380. The best time to call him is between 6 and 9. Is that clear to everyone? Now listen again. Morning, everyone. As you know, you all have the possibility to join Mr. Shelley's piano lessons starting from next week. That's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. You can join the lessons if you have a piano at home. But keyboards are okay too. Lessons are on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But on Wednesday, you already have the French course with Mrs. Dufour. So your day will definitely be Tuesday. Now, the price. A single lesson for two students is £25 an hour, or £15 for half an hour. I suggest you start with the one-hour lesson. Then once you know the basics, you can do half an hour. You must go to Mr. Shelley's house, which is very close to Queen's Square. The exact address is 105 Main Street. Remember to call him first. His number is 0753 715 380. Did you get it right? I'll say it again. 0753 715 380. The best time to call him is between 6 and 9. Is that clear to everyone? That is the end of part 2. Part 3. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Ravi talking to his friend, Jed, about going to the cinema.
Hey, Jed. How about going to the cinema on Sunday?
OK. What shall we see? How about that new comedy?
Actually, I want to see the horror film.
Oh, no. I hate scary films. The sci-fi one sounds good, though.
Good idea. Let's see that.
Is it on at the cinema near the market?
No. That cinema is shut at the moment. It's also not on at the cinema opposite the station.
So, let's go to the cinema in the shopping centre. How are you getting there?
You can take the train, but there are lots of buses from outside my house.
OK. I can walk to your house and get the bus with you. What time shall I meet you?
Let me think. The film starts at 6:15 p.m. It takes about 20 minutes to get there, so come to my house at 20 to 6.
OK. How much money are you taking? Tickets cost £5.50, right?
No, they're £6.50. But I'll take £10 so I can get a drink and a snack too.
Right. See you Sunday then.
Now listen again.
Hey, Jed. How about going to the cinema on Sunday?
OK. What shall we see? How about that new comedy?
Actually, I want to see the horror film.
Oh, no. I hate scary films. The sci-fi one sounds good, though.
Good idea. Let's see that.
Is it on at the cinema near the market?
No. That cinema is shut at the moment. It's also not on at the cinema opposite the station.
So, let's go to the cinema in the shopping centre. How are you getting there?
You can take the train, but there are lots of buses from outside my house.
OK. I can walk to your house and get the bus with you. What time shall I meet you?
Let me think. The film starts at 6:15 p.m. It takes about 20 minutes to get there, so come to my house at 20 to 6.
OK. How much money are you taking? Tickets cost £5.50, right?
No, they're £6.50. But I'll take £10 so I can get a drink and a snack too.
Right. See you Sunday then.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a mother talking to her son. Where are they going to eat on Sunday?
How about going to the new pizza restaurant near the station on Sunday?
But aren't Grandma and Grandad having lunch with us at home?
That's on Saturday. It's your father's birthday. Don't you remember? We're having a surprise dinner party with them.
Oh, you're right. Then we can go. I can't wait. I love pizza.
Now listen again.
How about going to the new pizza restaurant near the station on Sunday?
But aren't Grandma and Grandad having lunch with us at home?
That's on Saturday. It's your father's birthday. Don't you remember? We're having a surprise dinner party with them.
Oh, you're right. Then we can go. I can't wait. I love pizza.
Seventeen. You will hear two friends talking. When does the football match start?
Hurry up, Amanda. It's already 6:15 and the match begins in 45 minutes.
Don't worry, Sam. Roger and his father are going there by car. I asked him if he can drive us there too, so we'll be there by 6:45.
Good. So we'll have time to buy some drinks as well before it starts at 7.
7. Now listen again.
Hurry up, Amanda. It's already 6:15 and the match begins in 45 minutes.
Don't worry, Sam. Roger and his father are going there by car. I asked him if he can drive us there too, so we'll be there by 6:45.
Good. So we'll have time to buy some drinks as well before it starts at 7.
Eighteen. You will hear a girl, Sue, talking to her friend. What is she doing in the afternoon?
Hi, Sue. Where have you been?
I was in the park with my aunt's dog. I always work as a dog sitter on Saturday mornings.
Cool. Shall we go to the cinema after lunch?
OK, but we'll have to go to the 2:30 show because I'm having dinner at my grandfather's this evening.
7. Now listen again.
Hi, Sue. Where have you been?
I was in the park with my aunt's dog. I always work as a dog sitter on Saturday mornings.
Cool. Shall we go to the cinema after lunch?
OK, but we'll have to go to the 2:30 show because I'm having dinner at my grandfather's this evening.
19. You will hear a man and a woman talking about buying a TV. What size do they want to buy?
Cindy, how about this TV on the second shelf? It looks perfect for the kitchen.
I don't know. It looks as large as the one we have in the living room. It might be too big for the cupboard near the fridge.
Maybe you're right. Let's get a smaller one. We need more space to cook in the kitchen.
Now listen again.
Cindy, how about this TV on the second shelf? It looks perfect for the kitchen.
I don't know. It looks as large as the one we have in the living room. It might be too big for the cupboard near the fridge.
Maybe you're right. Let's get a smaller one. We need more space to cook in the kitchen.
You will hear a boy talking to his friend. What is he going to buy for his grandmother?
What shall I get my grandmother for her birthday?
Well, she really loves shoes. Why don't you buy the pair near the gloves in that shop window?
I'm not sure about her size.
Then I'm sure she'll love these. She always wears jewellery, doesn't she? And she has a necklace that goes with them too.
Now listen again.
What shall I get my grandmother for her birthday?
Well, she really loves shoes. Why don't you buy the pair near the gloves in that shop window?
I'm not sure about her size.
Then I'm sure she'll love these. She always wears jewellery, doesn't she? And she has a necklace that goes with them too.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Nick talking to a friend about his Christmas presents. What present did each person give him?
Hi, Nick. What are you playing?
It's a new computer game that my uncle gave me for Christmas. It's great.
Cool. What did you get from your grandfather? Did he buy you a new mobile phone?
I asked for one, but my mum said it was too expensive. So he bought me a skateboard.
What did your sister get you this year? Another T-shirt?
No. Actually, she gave me this jacket I'm wearing. What do you think?
Nice. You usually get a book from your aunt, don't you?
Yes, you're right. She usually gives me a book, but she gave me some money this year. It was quite a surprise.
And what about your mum?
Well, she bought me a book. I haven't read it yet.
I bet your brother got you some music.
Yes, he got me this awesome new CD. In fact, let's listen to it now.
Now listen again.
Hi, Nick. What are you playing?
It's a new computer game that my uncle gave me for Christmas. It's great.
Cool. What did you get from your grandfather? Did he buy you a new mobile phone?
I asked for one, but my mum said it was too expensive. So he bought me a skateboard.
What did your sister get you this year? Another T-shirt?
No. Actually, she gave me this jacket I'm wearing. What do you think?
Nice. You usually get a book from your aunt, don't you?
Yes, you're right. She usually gives me a book, but she gave me some money this year. It was quite a surprise.
And what about your mum?
Well, she bought me a book. I haven't read it yet.
I bet your brother got you some music.
Yes, he got me this awesome new CD. In fact, Let's listen to it now.
That is the end of part five. That is the end of the test.